Proclamation number 0910 of 12th of May, 1939. Spiritual thing. Those who indulge in the world cannot grasp spiritual wealth, but those who live in God are given in abundance. And so it is very easy to recognize who is in the truth and who is subject to error, and a blind man in spirit will never be allowed to presume to pass judgment, for he sees with the eyes of the world and these do not penetrate spiritual territory. Conversely, however, a spiritually active person will be allowed to gain insight and all obstacles will disappear from his spiritual eye, and what he sees will not be visible to the naked eye and yet clearly and distinctly perceptible to the eye of the spirit. To reach this state is extraordinarily happy for the earthly human being and will also not be denied to him. Only it requires the human being's strongest will to make the gift of spiritual vision his own. Spiritual matter is hidden in all matter, and therefore this spiritual matter must inevitably start a function. And it is this activity which visibly appears to the spiritually seeing person. It is like a constant use of spiritual strength. It is a regular exchange of inflowing and outgoing strength, and thus a constant pulsation of the elemental strength guided by God through all works of creation, to which every being as well as every work of creation contributes through itself. What the human being is able to see spiritually has no connection whatsoever with earthly abilities of such beings, but is a completely isolated activity. And only the truly spiritually advanced human being can arbitrarily and at any time put himself into the state where spiritual seeing is possible for him, and this always also presupposes the will to derive some benefit from such grace, and therefore the divine creator only allows such when there is no longer any danger of compulsive faith. When therefore whatever the earthly child gets to see does not exert a damaging influence on the person's soul. And therefore only those earth's children are admitted who already show a certain spiritual maturity. That is, the viewer must be able to reproduce what he sees with an alert mind and also be able to fully grasp for himself what purpose all activity is based on. So that he, purely earthly seen, will himself be spurred on to the utmost by this everlasting activity in order to in turn give the spiritual in himself every opportunity to develop. Whoever is able to see spiritually will also soon have overcome matter and only remain on earth for the sake of his fellow human beings. For this state will already be a sojourn in higher spheres for him, and matter will be left behind, as it were, for it does not belong in that world. Nevertheless, a conscious vision into the spiritual kingdom brings unspeakable benefit to the earthly human being and should therefore be striven for with full will, since it is, after all, a matter of increasing spiritual wealth and collecting imperishable treasures for eternity. Amen.